luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Jammer dat we niet meedoen met het WK voetbal. Of toch wel? Komend weekend 16 en 17 juni vindt het leukste voetbaltoernooi van de Bijlmer plaats. Het WK voetbal. Met gelegenheidsteams van Nederlanders met roots uit de hele wereld. Zoals vrouwenteams uit Colombia, Kaapverdië, Suriname en Nederland. En herenteams uit landen zoals Bolivia, Ethiopië, Marokko en Curaçao. Het is aan. Zaterdag en zondag in het Bijlmer Sportpark, Karspeldreef 503. Zaterdag de voorrondes en zondag de finale. Lekker eten, DJ's en schmink voor de kids. Kom kijken, dit weekend bij het WK Voetbal. De toegang is gratis. Voor meer informatie, check www.wknederland.nu.
Op vrijdag 29 juni aanstaande vindt vanaf 18 uur 's avonds de Kitty Kotti Cabaranetti plaats. Place to be, Muiderkerk aan de Linnaeusstraat nummer 37, 1094 EG in Amsterdam-Oost. Kom uw voorouders eren en herdenken. Organisatie Stichting Eer en Herstel en De Graasroute.
Stel je eens voor dat je niet meer voor je oude huisdier kan zorgen. Dat je trouwe maatje opeens naar een asiel moet. Helaas is dit werkelijkheid voor veel oudere dieren. De Dierenbescherming zet alles op alles om voor deze oudjes nog een nieuw thuis te vinden. Dat lukt niet zonder jouw hulp. Steun de Dierenbescherming met 3 euro per bericht. SMS DIER naar 4333.
Elke dag worden 125 mensen getroffen door een beroerte. U kunt een leven redden als u weet dat dit de signalen zijn. Scheve mond, verwarde spraak, lamme arm.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Welkom bij Songwriters Guild Live vanuit Salto, de Salto Studios in het Pakhuis de Zwijger. Ik ben Ro Helfheid, de host vandaag. We hebben onze gast Sam Brooks in the house. We gaan eerst even een liedje draaien van een band die volgende week komt spelen, Mummy's a Tree. En die komen dus volgende week op de radioshow. Het nummer wat we gaan draaien is I Don't Know What I'm Doing. Dat is alweer een tijdje geleden, want hun nieuwe album is nog niet officieel verschenen. Dus daar gaan we dan volgende week over hebben.
Up the stairs. This morning I fell down the stairs. Went to work and got the sack. Called her and she wasn't there. My money's gone, it's in her bag. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't get anywhere. Mama, I feel I'm losing. The things you taught me all those years. All those years.
Can't get anywhere. Can't
We hebben nog een gast volgende week. En dat is Eldad Ofir. Hij was nog niet op Spotify te vinden, dus ik heb iets moeten downloaden van SoundCloud. Eldad Ofir met het nummer No Shortcuts. Ook volgende week op onze radioshow.
No shortcuts. No regrets. Everything led to this. I believe in you, believe in me too. I've been so selfish while being loved. I was blessed with you, then disappeared into the background.
Okay, we zijn aangekomen bij onze live gast, Sam Brooks. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Yeah. Let's start with a song.
What
song you want to play for us?
I'm going to play you a song off my second album. So it's the last album that I released, and it's a song called Numb.
All right.
Terrorist of love. My best, I'm a king of compassion. From a long line of duty wrong,
strike a melody to see me right. Oh, where is my love? For I won't be coming home tonight. And a drought of action in the mind. From a long line of duty to run, I strike a melody to see.
Yeah, great, man.
Thanks, man.
Well, I get a lot of response from the Facebook live stream.
Cool.
People saying it's perfect timing because of the spooky Amsterdam weather, just to hear this song. And the person, Derek De Bono, is a songwriter himself. He wanted to have a page he could follow.
Mm.
I guess that's something social, right?
Yeah, just Sam Brooks. Like Facebook. Sam Brooks. Like Facebook.
Yeah.
So Sam Brooks on Facebook.
Sam Brooks, yeah.
Yeah, Brooks with an E. Yeah.
Yeah. So Derek is, he's now frantically searching for it. So in the bio, I read something intriguing. You said you started life singing for the Queen in her private chapel in Windsor.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Great park.
Yeah, when I was...
What is that all about?
Well, when I was a kid, I went to a school in Windsor Great Park in the UK.
Okay.
And that park, everybody that worked for the Crown in that park used to go to this school. My mum had some friends that worked in the park because my mum and we, you know, my family didn't work in there. But they managed to get me into the school. And then from that school, traditionally, there would be like boys picked to be in the choir.
Oh, yeah.
For the private, like a private chapel for the Queen and the royal family. And I got kind of ushered into a little room and the organist was there and she was sort of playing all these notes and she could see that I could sing sort of across the board. So she was like, right, you're in.
And you saw her sitting there.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like every week I used to sing for the Queen and in fact the whole royal family and like extended royal family.
You mean for the church service?
Yeah, so every Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sometimes we would get called in to do weddings because people were married there as well, like people that work for the Crown and that kind of thing. Yeah, got paid £2.50.
And that's how you got to learn how to sing, probably.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. My mum was a singer and my dad was a guitar player. So I kind of grew up with that around the house, sticking on old records and stuff when I was a kid and listening to all sorts of old folk and soul and that kind of thing. And then I kind of got training, you know, from the age of 5 till like 10 or 11.
For singing, yeah.
Yeah, for like singing sort of chorister sort of stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, this is a songwriting radio show, that's why I'm asking, your writing process.
Yeah.
Is there anything particular about it? Do you first start with melody or first with lyrics?
It's changed quite a lot over the years, like from first album to second album, and now I'm kind of, I think, like, with that song in particular, that was something that both the melody and the lyrics came exactly at the same time, and I find that can happen with certain songs, and those songs I feel like you must kind of like give them as much attention when it comes in to like get it either finished or nearly finished.
Yeah.
Because if that moment goes, it's kind of quite hard to get back to.
Yeah.
You know.
So you're saying that once you start writing a song, some of the songs you feel you have to finish it.
Yeah.
Before the day ends, so to speak. Otherwise,
yeah,
it's sort of
at least kind of. It's like because I think it's quite. I found that over time that I'd have lots of ideas, but if I didn't give those ideas the respect to kind of grow and kind of realize what color it is and kind of what shape it needs to kind of take form, you know, just get it up to like it's bare bones.
But do you need to flesh it out in right in the beginning when you get the idea, or can you leave it for a year and dig it up?
Well,
afterwards?
I like to flesh it out as much as I can.
Once you get the idea.
Once I get the idea, yeah. And then I feel like it's something that if I don't finish it there and then, that in a day or a week or a month I can come back to and be like, oh yeah, I remember this. Because I find like it's a bit like a conversation.
Because then it's already alive enough so you remember it. Yeah. So, that's a good one.
Yeah, Nick Cave's got an amazing quote about that where he talks about an idea like a tiny little flame. He's like, when you have an idea, you should do everything to kind of like look after it and make sure that no wind, you know, is going to blow it out and let it grow, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. And once you start doing the shopping list and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know,
or like Facebook or whatever.
Facebook, email, then the idea sort of fades.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good tip for everybody. All right, we'll hear lots more of you later during the show. I'm going to interview you some more later on, and you're going to play lots more. So people, stick around. We're going to listen to... we gaan even over op Nederlands. Ik ga even een liedje draaien van Noam Fazana. Zij heeft... wanneer heeft ze hier voor het laatst gespeeld? 1,5 jaar geleden heeft ze hier gespeeld. En het nummer wat we gaan draaien heet Urban Sketch.
Take a good look in the scarred pavement. Don't you see stars and little grains of sand? When they're called diamonds, people reach for them, but they lie here, anonymous miles ahead. Slowly and painless, I can see just the sea salt on your
Ja, we hebben het over grootse plannen hier voor Sam Brooks. En gezien de reacties op de Facebook livestream gaat het wel lukken, denk ik. Sam, you're gonna do another song for us. What's the name of the tune?
This is a brand new song because I've just been recording a new album. And this is called E Karma.
All right. Yeah, great, man.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. Yeah, you just started. You shared your this live stream on from your Facebook page, and suddenly the stream exploded with fans.
Oh, cool.
So it's great, and they're all saying hi and they're loving it. So
awesome.
let's play a tune of somebody else, and then after that you're gonna do another song again, and you're gonna do another song after that as well. So
cool.
stick around, people.
Awesome.
I'm going to switch to English because there's so many international people watching now. We're going to play a song by Tamara Woestenberg. And she was on the show a little over a year ago. And the song we're going to hear is Heartache in the Making.
Juliet loves Bill. Bill's in love with Christy, who loves Jill.
Jill's in love with misery, and misery loves me, 'cause I want you. I try to ignore the writing on a blind alley wall. You're searching for love in all the wrong places. Try to read your signs, oh, I kept looking for clues, but the joke's on you. Found me.
Was een vraag, why just one gig, van Annemiek. En daar gaan we het zo meteen over hebben. We're going to talk about that later, because it's not true. It's not true, he's got more gigs coming up, so don't worry about that. But first, I want to hear another song of you, Sam. What do you want to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called 18 and Sleeping.
All right, great.
They read of a passing phase. Do we not grow up out of these waves? A monster comes to change my view, but I know this place, 'cause I know you. Through the day. Ooh. advice, I am quick to send. To worried eyes of an old friend. Time, time, would you be a friend of mine? Come pull me out of this waiting line. Said not that sick doctor, see me quick. Mate seen sleeping.
So Sam, I threw up on the Facebook live stream like any questions for Sam, and there was a couple. One you already answered actually. It's like, when did you start singing?
Which is when did I start singing? Well, maybe like the age of sort of five, I guess, five and six properly, I guess.
When you started singing for the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen of England.
The Queen of England.
That's quite a story. Again, the other one is so how come you only have one show in the Netherlands? But that's not true.
Well, that's not true.
Exactly.
No,
tell me all your shows so everybody knows when to come.
Yeah, I've got two house shows in Limpt near Eindhoven.
Limpt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow and Saturday night.
Yeah.
I think tickets are still available. I think one of them is sold out. And then in Amsterdam, I'm playing on Sunday at the Concerto record store.
That's great. That's for everybody.
O'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Everybody can just come. Mm. Free entry. It's a nice coffee bar there. It's lovely. It's a great CD and vinyl store.
Great. Yeah, I look forward to seeing it.
So that's that. And then there's another show.
Yeah, then I'm playing Bar Anita as well. Just a short set, like sort of 25 minutes.
The Nieuwe Anita.
Yeah.
And that's on next Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. So we have that out of the way so people know when to come. And so I was watching your Spotify page.
Mm.
And it struck me that you have, all right, you got lots of popular songs. They're like, I don't know, like a couple of 100,000 streams, which is quite decent.
Mm.
But one of them was like 13.5 million streams.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
the song called James. I played it last week.
And cool!
I promised myself to ask you how did you achieve this total breakout hit?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm not exactly sure how it happened, but a couple of years ago, when I realized that Spotify was becoming quite an amazing thing for me and my music in terms of, you know, just sort of random people kind of getting in contact saying, you're on my Discover Weekly, or you're on my, you're on like a playlist. Then I got in touch and I was just kind of saying thank you to Spotify and also inquiring about like what they're doing with their data and like how it could help sort of grassroots musicians.
You contacted them?
Yeah, I contacted them because I was just really interested to see what they were thinking of, what they were doing, and whether I could kind of give them any kind of a sort of a vantage point of someone that kind of is living and breathing, being a grassroots musician, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I kind of had a bit of back and forth with them. And I don't know what happened, but he didn't know about my music. And he was like, oh, I really like your music, man. I was like, oh, thanks, dude. And then in about a month later, one of my songs got put onto a playlist.
That's it, yeah.
So I think that must have done it.
Yeah. I hear that a lot often that playlists really work.
Yeah, and that was it. So it got put onto a Spotify playlist and it's been there ever since.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why it's got so many plays now.
Well, that's great.
But it's great, man. It's really helped me out in so many ways. So yeah.
Yeah, must have. Okay. And then, of course, this is from the album Kairos, which is from 2014, which is already 4 years ago.
We're
all waiting for the new one. How's that coming along?
It's going really well, yeah. Yeah, it's been a bit of a journey to kind of get to where, to find the kind of, the right elements that I wanted, including the songs as well. I've probably written, I don't know, 30 or 40 songs for this record over the last kind of 3 or 4 years that I kind of thought, okay, this is the album. Then I was like, no, it's not. And some certain things happened to me in my life that kind of really changed it. And I was like, okay, I think there's some more songs to be written here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all finished now, pretty much.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty much, good. Yeah.
And are you're on tour now with a band, so...
Yeah.
So is it also the band that's playing on the album?
Yeah, the band that are playing with me live actually sort of made the record with me as well, yeah.
And how do you do that? Do you write the songs with them or do you write them totally by yourself?
No, I write the songs by myself.
Yeah.
Just me and a guitar pretty much.
Yeah.
I sometimes take the song to piano just to kind of like change things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
To see if there's any kind of small movements that, you know, you can make on piano very easily that you can't necessarily, you know, do on guitar.
Yeah. Are they involved in the arrangement of the songs?
Yeah, they really helped out with the kind of, I guess we, in the production of it, because the album's got like bass drums, synths, harmonies and that kind of thing, and my kind of strengths are the songs, the voice, and then harmonies.
Yeah.
And then so Rob, he was kind of on keys, so he did all like piano, synths.
Yeah.
And some drums as well. And then Harry Harding was playing bass and drums. We just kind of built it up together that way with a great producer called Tim Bidwell down in Brighton in England, which is really cool.
Oh, that's where you're from, right? Is it?
No, I'm from Bristol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always mix them up. So
yeah.
Sorry about that.
But they're quite similar in a way.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people say that kind of Brighton is Bristol by the sea.
Okay.
It's got the same kind of attitude to it. You know, lots of creative people there. And
yeah.
It's a laid-back city. Yeah, in fact, it's not a city, it's a town. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to play another song for us?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'll play you.
You didn't have to retune the guitar then, or
no, not for this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is in the same.
You're playing standard tuning?
No. The first song was in drop D.
Yeah.
The second song, this is like a variation of a Nick Drake tuning.
Okay.
So it's C, G, D, G, C, D. From the bottom to the top. Yeah.
All right. Kind of open. So it's sort of an open tuning.
Yeah, it's an open tuning, yeah. But it's quite versatile. And it lends itself to that kind of playing where you're kind of using like rhythmical kind of right hand.
Yeah.
And finger style. But it's really great for, you know, open stuff as well.
So basically that's your go-to tuning. That's what you mostly use? Or?
Yeah, it has been, yeah. So like half the last album was written on that tuning, and then I went back to standard. I've got a few songs that are in standard for this new record.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always a guitar laying around in my room that's in that tuning. So I pick it up and then, yeah, just there's something about the tuning that seems to really get me in a way. Yeah, and sort of.
That's how you write your songs, of course.
Yeah.
In that tuning also. Mm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
That's great. So what's the name of the song you want to do for us?
I'm going to do a song called Fools on Saturn, and this is another new one, and it's the first song that we recorded for the new album.
Okay, great.
dancing next to you. I'm confused by these reactions. There's things I want to do, the shapes you're pulling to. They're calling me over. Saturn is the size of the rings around your eyes, saying, jump through me. In this atmosphere, as I get near to the core, is this something new? Are we just turning back into fools again? Fools again? Fooled again? Or maybe now? So under the moon, I make my move as I am overheating. There behind your eyes, it's no surprise to find you here. But is this something new? Turning back into fools again, fools again.
Yeah. Woo. Great.
Thanks,
man.
Dude. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm going to play one more song and then we'll do some I have one more question to ask you from the Facebook stream.
Great.
And we'll see. But first we're going to do a song by Lucy Thorne. She's from New Zealand and she was in Amsterdam a long time, played for the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild a lot. What we're going to listen to now is a song called Whatever Floats.
She just packed his soul in the car and car. We shouldn't have left that first time. Shouldn't have left that first night for sure. But in those days you never left. You stayed and that was right. You kept a clean home. All the dirt out of sight. Yeah, your father drank a little. Well, he got out of hand. But it was hard to be a man then. It was hard to be a man. Whatever, whatever, whatever floats your boat and helps you sleep at night. But that's alright. Immerse yourself in a million lights until you wear yourself down. Detach yourself from ever feeling anything, something. Whatever floats your boat so you can sleep at night. How can you defend a man whose violence and abuse had us figured we were sick? Till finally it came true. And all those nights under the sheets with our fingers in our ears, pretending we were someplace else. Disappear. Well, I did the best I could with all your kids, and that's the truth. You had food on the table, never went without a roof. The road you chose was all your own, never had a hand in that. You chose to dance with the devil. You can't blame me or your father for that. Whatever floats your boat and helps you sleep at night. But that's alright. Immerse yourself in a million lights till you wear yourself down. Floats your boat and helps you sleep at night, but that's alright. Immerse yourself in a million lies till you wear yourself down. Whatever floats your boat so you can't sleep at night. Whatever floats your boat so you can't sleep at night. Whatever floats your boat so you can't.
Yeah, we gaan nog eventjes nog. Wat vragen stellen. We're going to ask some more questions to Sam because the Facebook live stream is so popular at the moment. So people want to know some more. They want to know, for instance, how life is now in London, because you moved to London, I think.
Oh no, I moved from London to Bristol. Oh. Actually, Yeah.
So the question maybe was, how is life in Bristol now? How is life now, Sam?
Life is good. Yeah. I really, really like Bristol, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a good time in London, but Bristol's great, man.
Yeah.
I've made lots of new friends there. And
heard some good stories before as well from other people.
That's a great story.
It's very tight and very... A very enthusiastic or energetic life scene.
Yeah, it's very supportive.
Supportive of each
really
other, that's
supportive,
it. That's
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Some great open mics.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I should visit one time.
Yeah, do it. Let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, you have some more shows, actually, that you forgot to mention. Because probably you didn't know how to pronounce
the name.
of the town. I'll do it for you. Leeuwarden. You're
yes.
playing in Leeuwarden.
Yeah.
But where can people look up your shows so they know?
I can look on my Facebook. They're on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the details will be on there.
Okay, good.
Mm.
That's a good one. And there's one person with a great question, because that would be my question too. Would be, because we're a songwriting show.
Mm.
Do you have any songwriting tips?
Any songwriting tips? I've found that I've got this kind of theory. I feel like everyone's like got a song in them, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Like whether it's the best song anyone else has heard, it doesn't really matter. But I feel like everyone's got a song in them. But I feel like if you want to be a songwriter, I've found that the more you write, the more great songs seem to appear. Or I kind of see it like you're sharpening your tools, basically. So that when a great idea comes along, you have all these kind of new ways of, you know, taking it in different places. And and now I'm kind of like on my third album. Yeah, I've written a lot of songs, and I think collaboration's a really amazing thing, like writing something with somebody else, seeing how someone else...
You do that?
Yeah. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, I really enjoy it, yeah.
You collaborate with other songwriters?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done loads of it, but it's more... I do it with people that I've met on the scene and that
right.
I really get on with.
Yeah.
And that usually I'm writing with a friend of mine, Tom Bright, and he's an amazing kind of lyricist, and his lyrics are very different to mine. So we've kind of collaborated in a way where kind of bringing two styles together, which is really interesting.
Okay, great.
I find that really kind of energizes me as a songwriter.
Mm. Well, that would be the last tip, and it's a great tip. I like it a lot. We gaan even terug naar Nederlands. We komen bijna aan het eind van deze uitzending. Ik wil Sam Brooks bedanken. Thanks, Sam Brooks, for the show.
Thanks,
komende donderdag hebben we een nieuwe Songwriters Guild Live. Van 4 tot 5 met als gasten Mummy's a Tree en L. Ophir. And thanks, everybody, on the live stream, Facebook live stream. You were amazing. So many people there. Bye-bye. Right. That's it.
Great.